Let us invoke Bhagwan's grace and Puja Gurudev's blessings as we sit for meditation. Let us sit with a firm resolve that I shall not move for the next 30 minutes. And also try to control my mind's activities. Back erect, but not stiff. Eyes softly closed. Consciously relax the body from head to toe, stopping at each part, the head, the face, neck, and so on. Completely relaxed. And then from the toes back to the head, with full attention on each part of the body. A relaxed body makes a relaxed mind. And a relaxed mind leads to a relaxed body. Now turn the attention to the breath. Regulation of the breath is the most important way to quieten the mind. Slow, deep breaths in and out. And pause between inspiration and expiration. And expiration and inspiration. Pay attention to the gap in between the breaths. That silence in between the breaths is what we are aiming for in our life. That quietude. Lengthen the gap as much as you can comfortably. Our shloka for today is from Vivek Chudamani. Yat vibhati tadanekada brahma namarupa guna vikriyatmana hemavat vikriyam sada brahma tattvamasi bhava. Yad vibhati sat anekata. There is one sat, one reality, one existence that is shining and expressing as this whole universe. How does it do that? Brahma nama rupa guna vikriyatman. That one reality which is unchanging, unaffected, unmoved, is expressing as this variety of the universe. It's nama, rupa, guna. Name, form, and qualities. Everything in this universe has these characteristics. So a name, a table, is different from a chair. Form of the table is different from the chair. Nama and Rupa. And Guna, the chair is used for sitting. The table is used for placing objects. So in the same way, all the objects in the universe have these three qualities. And they are all changing. The table, the chair, they are not eternal. There was a time when the table and chair was not there. Then it was built. And then eventually it will be destroyed. Emavat avikriyam sada. Just as gold itself is unchanging, but manifests as all these ornaments. A necklace is different from a bracelet, from a ring. If the bracelet is melted and made into a necklace, the name and form changes, the usage changes, but the gold remains unchanging, unaffected. And the gold is the essence of the ornaments. That is the reality. The ornament's value is based on the gold, not on the name or shape or form. In the same way that one essence appears as all this variety of names, changes, forms, qualities, but itself is unaffected. It is the substratum on which this whole world is playing with name and form, which is due to Brahma, due to Maya, illusion, that we see this variety when that one alone is. And the teacher ends with Brahma Tattvamasi Bhava Atmani. In your Atma, in yourself, know that I am that Brahman, that essence. That is my true nature. Brahman is not somewhere else or something else. It's my own true nature. And on that, all these names and forms, including my body, mind and intellect, are playing. Through childhood, youth, old age, I remain unaffected, unchanging. That is the real I, not this body, mind, intellect equipment. For the next 10 or 12 minutes, pay attention to the essence, the truth of my true nature, and reject everything that is changing as not me, but the unchanging essence I am. That is my true nature. Contemplate on that for the next 10 minutes in silence. during the next week. Pay attention to what is unchanging in me, and that is the same that is unchanging in the world. As you walk, talk, function, part of your mind should pay attention on that I that is my true nature. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Harihi Om. Please try to maintain silence for the next 10 minutes until the Gita class, and contemplate on the ideas that we studied.